Open your book to page 10.
Unit 2. Body language.
Lesson 1. Let's get started.
Warm up.
A. Look and listen.
Number 1.
I got good grades.
I'm pleased to hear that.
I speak English very well.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Number 2.
He is fond of listening to music.
She is fond of playing computer games.
Number 3.
Don't forget to water the flowers.
Don't forget to lock the door.
B. Listen again.
Number 1.
I got good grades.
I'm pleased to hear that.
I speak English very well.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Number 2.
He is fond of listening to music.
She is fond of playing computer games.
Number 3.
Don't forget to water the flowers.
Don't forget to lock the door. Language.
A. Look, guess, and listen.
Number 1.
I want to work in the library.
I'm pleased to hear that. Number 2.
I'm fond of reading novels.
Me too. Number 3.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Don't forget to be on time.
B. Listen again and repeat.
Number 1.
I want to work in the library.
I'm pleased to hear that. Number 2.
I'm fond of reading novels.
Me too. Number 3.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Don't forget to be on time.
Go to page 11.
Integration.
A. Listen and read. How was your speech?
I think I did a good job. My classmates all clapped.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Mom, can I go to a show tonight?
Sure. I know you are fond of going to shows. Don't forget to come back home by 8 o'clock.
Okay, I won't.
B. Listen again and repeat. How was your speech?
I think I did a good job. My classmates all clapped.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Mom, can I go to a show tonight?
Sure. I know you are fond of going to shows. Don't forget to come back home by 8 o'clock.
Okay, I won't.
Open your book to page 12. Lesson 2. Body language.
Listen and read.
People use words when they communicate, but did you know people use their bodies too? These actions are called gestures. Every country has its own gestures. In China and Canada, if you hold your hand palm facing up and move your fingers back and forth, it means come here. However, in Korea, a similar gesture is only used to call animals. Koreans call people with the palm facing down. When some people make a V with two fingers up, it means peace. In other countries, it can mean to win. However, in China, Korea, and Japan, the same gesture means you are happy to be in a photograph. When you shake your head from side to side, it means no. However, in Saudi Arabia, that means yes. When you make a circle with your fingers, it means okay in most countries. However, in Brazil, the same gesture is very rude. When you communicate with people from other countries, you'd better be careful with your mouth and body. Open your book to page 14. Lesson 3. Language focus.
Pronunciation.
A. Listen and repeat.
Country.
Has its own gestures.
Cup.
Drum.
Bus.
B. Listen, mark, and repeat.
People use words when they communicate.
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 Number 1.
In other countries, it can mean to win.
Countries.
Countries.
Number 2.
You'd better be careful.
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 C. Listen to the intonation carefully and repeat.
I'm fond of reading novels.
Me too.
I'm fond of reading novels.
Me too. Please turn the tape over. Open your book to page 16.
Conversation.
A. Listen and repeat.
Here is that music CD for you.
Thanks. I'm really fond of listening to musicals.
Oh, are you? I have 2 tickets for the musical tonight. Why don't you come with me?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so pleased that you'll come. Here is that music CD for you.
Thanks. I'm really fond of listening to musicals.
Oh, are you? I have 2 tickets for the musical tonight. Why don't you come with me?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so pleased that you'll come.